Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Awesomeness Films. Waves roll up onto a sunny city beach as credits appear. Netflix presents a Netflix original film.
During the summer before my senior year, I got lucky. My life became the California dream I always wanted.
An Awesomeness Films production.
I got a job at a place right by the beach. Sure, I was bussing tables, but the tips were good and my friends would meet me after work and we'd just hang out.
Blonde-haired couple.
It was perfect. But most importantly, I had Allie.
They stroll on the beach, his arm around her.
She moved here 6 months ago, and the moment I saw her, I just knew.
They happily skip rocks at sunset.
It's like everything had been in black and white. Suddenly there was color.
He piggybacks her, twirling around.
It's crazy how one person can change your life.
He hugs her on the shore, kissing her neck. In the daytime, white wispy clouds hang in the bright sky above the trees as a caption appears. Last week of summer. Now, the same blonde teenage boy drives an old SUV, pulling into the driveway of a beautiful mod home. He gets out, dressed in sweats and a long-sleeve t-shirt, as he carries two takeout coffees up to the door and enters.
Allie?
He closes the door and wanders through the courtyard foyer. Peering through the windowed walls into the bright, modernly decorated rooms as he slips off his sandals.
It's Tyler, I'm here to rob you.
He steps inside in his worn-out socks.
Allie?
He wanders past the dining room and into the living room, looking around.
Allison? You home?
She sneaks up behind him.
Oh, you scared me.
Sorry. Hi.
Allie got me. And I got her. That's the thing about love. Love changes you.
They kiss.
We should go.
Are we really doing this?
Oh yeah, it's happening.
It makes you do the things you never thought you would do.
At a park, they attend a yoga class.
Let's move gracefully into warrior one.
The instructor fixes his pose as Allie laughs.
Yep.
Later at a food truck.
What's up, Gil?
Let me guess. Spin class.
Yoga.
It was super close, though.
Wow, Tashi really has you tamed.
Bro, you work in a juice truck.
Okay. What can I get you guys? One big smoothie, two straws?
Do you want two? Two berry smoothies, two straws. Anything else?
Lavender cookie.
Love you, Gil. Thank you.
So much, Gil.
Now, Ty drives alone in his truck. Then, an airplane flies over some apartment buildings in a poorer part of the city.
Could you find out if I'm entitled?
On a sidewalk, Ty now strolls with a little girl in pigtails and a soccer uniform.
Some nice moves out there.
Thanks.
Seriously, fastest girl in the field.
I wish Mom could watch me play.
He frowns.
What about me, huh? I'm just glad I get to see you play.
Me too.
And when you kick the goal that wins the World Cup, you can thank me for teaching you everything you know.
Okay.
He hands her a small brown paper bag.
What's this?
Half now, half after dinner.
Cool.
Don't you eat the whole thing, I see you.
What are we having?
Later in a modest home, Ty stares into an open freezer, jam-packed with frostburnt TV dinner boxes and freezer bags. He sadly closes the freezer as the girl looks on from the kitchen table.
I'll make eggs. Come on, it's your favorite.
Later, they eat together at the table.
You going out?
Mm-hmm.
With Gil?
Yep.
Is your girlfriend going?
What do you know about it, you little spy?
Does Mom know?
No. Shh, okay. Keep it on the DL. Our secret.
They share a smile.
All right, Mom's home. I love you. Be good.
He kisses her.
You got the dishes?
Yep.
All right.
Have fun tonight.
I will.
He heads out as she eats the leftovers off his plate. At night, Ty sits in his wood-paneled SUV with Gil outside Allie's house.
She's not making me wait.
Can you even hear yourself through that douchebag?
Oh, we agreed, together.
Well, I can't wait anymore.
Ty winces in disgust.
Are you kidding me?
Dude,
are you kidding me?
All right.
Allie's gonna be here any second. Fan that shit out.
It's unhealthy to hold it in.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
This is not helping the... Oh, shit.
Baby!
Allie dances down the walkway in a lace tank top as they stare in awe.
Don't fuck this up.
Move, Gil!
Gil slides next to Ty, making room for her.
What's up, baby?
Hi.
Hi, boo.
You look pretty.
Thank you. What's going on? What
is this? Is that a new perfume?
Later, they arrive at an upscale house party, greeted by a black-haired girl in glasses.
Well, you delinquents are late.
Sorry. Gil couldn't decide what to wear.
I could decide what to wear, and I picked his mom's underwear.
They've been like this since elementary school, FYI.
I figured.
Hey.
Another girl steps up, hugging them.
Hi. Hey.
Happy Thanks for having
you. Enjoy your freedom life.
You look gorgeous, as always.
You guys need to stop bringing him.
She gives her drink to Gil.
Come on, okay, I have something to show you guys.
Oh, yeah. I may just push you.
The girls head off, leaving Gil and Ty alone.
It's all the same.
Okay.
A backyard swimming pool.
She wants her so bad.
It's kind of sad, to be honest.
They look around at the crowd.
Cheers, dude. To a night full of endless possibilities.
They smile at each other. Later, everyone stands around the pool mingling, dancing, and mixing drinks near a line of helium balloon letters that read, R.I.P. Summer. As he chats with Gil and another buddy, Ty stares across the pool at Allie and her friends. Suddenly, a guy steps up and gives her a bear hug, squeezing her tight as she frowns uncomfortably. Ty heads over to join them.
Wow, you look so sober. Why are you so sober?
Tyler, this is Chase.
What's going on, buddy?
He's my friend from San Francisco.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, have a good time tonight.
Okay? Yeah, bye. I see you're looking.
Wanna go?
Allie quickly leads Ty away as Chase looks on, laughing to himself.
Yeah, friend of yours?
Just someone from San Francisco. You know him. Can you grab me a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
He heads over to the bar alone and scoops up some ice into a plastic cup, filling it with Diet Coke as Chase joins him.
Light tonight, bro?
Ty looks over as Chase smiles at him.
Dude, it's for Allison. Shit. Times change, huh?
Ty looks away, taking a deep breath.
You didn't know Allison back in San Francisco, did you?
Whew, wasn't a party unless Allie was there. You know,
Allie Hewitt. I mean,
she sucked it like a champ. I mean, that was her thing. She was in fuego, man. I mean, she was, just so hot.
But you know what I'm talking about. What am I saying? You tapped that, right?
Chase pours a drink as Ty glares at him.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was great meeting you. Yeah. I don't know why she didn't introduce us sooner.
Great meeting you, too.
Ty hurries off into the house, leaving Chase at the bar.
Motherfucker.
Inside, Ty steps up to a closed hallway door, joining a redhead girl who looks at her phone while leaning back against the wall.
Hey, are you in line?
Yeah, seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, now it does, yeah. How's it going?
I got ditched tonight, so...
Really?
Mm.
Well, I just got humiliated upstairs, so... Welcome to the club.
I'm Holly.
Tyler. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
They shake hands, smiling at each other.
Sorry, who would ditch you? I can't make the connection right now.
Who would humiliate you?
I wish it was that simple.
Is it?
They lock eyes, staring at each other in silence.
Bye, Tyler.
The bathroom opens up as she steps inside. In the backyard, Allie chats with her friends near the bar.
Yeah, that's great.
No.
In the living room, Ty slumps in a chair, holding an empty cup.
There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you. Hey, you all right? What's going on?
Chase seems like a keeper.
He stares straight ahead, refusing to look at her.
What do you say to you?
Spoke very highly of you. You slept with that guy, Allie?
He finally looks up at her, then stands staring over at Chase in the next room.
You want to sleep with me, but you did it with that guy?
Hey, come on.
Chase! Yo, Chase.
Anything else you can tell me about my girlfriend?
We're all about sharing, right?
Tyler,
right?
Whoa, dude, you need to chill out, okay?
You need to chill out?
Tyler!
Yeah. Wipe that smile off your face,
come on! We're going outside.
Allie pulls him away.
You're acting crazy. You need to go home.
Okay. Well, you want me to leave?
Yeah.
You can go hang out with Chase, is that it? Huh?
Are you serious?
Has this really just been about sex for you this whole time? Because that's really disappointing.
So now I'm disappointing?
I'm sorry, how's that fair when you're the one keeping the secrets?
She shakes her head.
We're done here. It's over.
She turns and marches off into the backyard as Ty smirks to himself, retreating back into the house. Moments later, he marches out the front door, spotting Holly at the front curb. She sits behind the wheel of a shiny black convertible sports car, revving the engine as she looks at her phone. She glances up, smiling as he approaches her.
Sick, right? It's not mine.
He gives her a distant nod, sadly staring off.
You look like you're having a great night.
He laughs, bowing his head.
I think I just got dumped.
Come on. Let's get out of here.
He smiles, hesitating.
Come on.
He nods and opens the door, climbing into the passenger seat as she speeds off down the road. Later, Holly drives through the city as Ty happily stares up at the passing streetlights. He closes his eyes dreamily, then sneaks a glance over at her, casually averting his eyes as she looks over at him. He digs his phone out of his pocket and reads a text message from Gil as it appears on screen. What happened with you and Allie? Ty replies, she dumped me, as Holly reaches over and takes the phone from him.
You'll thank me later. You're only gonna make it worse.
He smiles, shaking his head.
Where are we going?
She shrugs and smiles as he smiles back. Their car speeds off down the road, heading over a bridge and off into the night. Later at a club, they dance together on the crowded dance floor under blinking strobe lights, staring into each other's eyes as Holly kisses him. Ty suddenly pulls away, frowning at her as he removes a pill from his mouth.
I don't know.
You swallow, I swallow.
She opens her mouth to reveal a pill on her tongue, swallowing it down. Ty reluctantly puts his pill back into his mouth and swallows, smiling at her as they kiss and dance again. Now images flash on screen in rhythm with flashing strobe lights, cutting back and forth between them dancing and kissing on the dance floor and making out in the nightclub's graffiti-covered bathroom. On the dance floor, they kiss open-mouthed, touching tongues. Then in the bathroom, she presses him back against the wall, undoing his belt and shrinking to her knees as he looks up to the ceiling with open-mouthed ecstasy. The lights suddenly flash again, now showing Ty as he sleeps with his face buried in a pillow. He slowly opens his eyes and raises his head, finding himself in a bright bedroom, decorated all in white. He locates his phone and turns onto his back, pressing the home button as a dead battery alert flashes on the black screen. He drops the phone dejectedly onto his chest, then sits up, wincing groggily as he rubs his eyes and combs his fingers through his hair. He now gets up and slides his black jeans on, pulling them over his jockey shorts as he buttons them up. Then pokes his head through the window shears, peering out through the glass at the morning light. Now outside, Ty wanders shirtless down the back steps of a modern palatial home. Then strolls over the manicured lawn and past the swimming pool, staring out in awe at the vast river valley below as the sun rises over the distant mountains. Back inside, he wanders up a long hallway, looking around as he comes upon a bright living room where Holly sits on the shag rug in front of the fireplace. she wears an open, loose-fitting collared shirt over her bra and panties as she looks at some photographs, which are laid out on the carpet in front of her.
You found me.
Hey.
She pats the carpet.
Come sit.
He strolls up and sits beside her, looking around again.
Where are we?
I know, right? It's crazy. This place is so huge. I've been house-sitting all summer, but yet I still can't find my way around.
I can't believe anybody actually lives here.
Me either.
He looks back at the photos, watching as she sorts through them.
Did you take all these?
Yeah.
He picks up one of the landscape photos and stares at it, then smiles over at her.
Oh, you're really talented.
Thanks. I sort of taught myself. So, last night happened.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Come on, I want to show you something.
Lead the way.
She leads him through the house to a shelving unit stocked with champagne bottles as she grabs one of them.
I am pretty sure that's a fireable offense.
I'm not really a house sitter at all. I just broke in.
She hurries off and disappears down the hall with the bottle as he stays behind, looking around hesitantly.
Ollie?
He now wanders through the house looking for her. He wanders down another hall as Holly playfully sneaks up from behind, covering his eyes with her hands.
Holly.
Later in the yard, they lay out a blanket on the grass beside the swimming pool, picnicking under the shade of a nearby tree. Now they joke around at the pool's edge, making guns with their hands as they pretend duel, then hop and twirl around as they perform silly dances for each other. Later, they sit side by side on the picnic blanket again, staring out at the mountain view.
This pool is ridiculous. It's like the size of my house.
Imagine having this kind of money.
No, I can't. I'm down with this pool, though. I'll take it.
Yeah, my dad would have loved something like this. All he ever got to do was work before he died. He never got to enjoy anything.
I'm sorry.
She smiles sadly. Later, Ty lies on the blanket as Holly straddles his chest, kissing him. Back inside, they kiss against the wall as Ty suddenly picks her up, carrying her down the hall with her legs straddled around him. In time lapse, night falls over the mountains as they lie face to face on the living room rug.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No. I have a stepmom. She's fun. We're not close. But I'm only stuck with her for another year or so.
Where's she right now?
I don't know. London, Paris. I couldn't even tell you. She doesn't even bother telling me anymore.
My mom's barely around too, but she works so much. My dad's non-existent. It's mostly just me and my little sister. You know, she's young and I'm basically all she's got.
Later, they play golf in the dining room as Holly puts a ball into a glass.
No way! You're loud. I love it.
It's so good.
Back in the living room.
My girlfriend never even met my family.
What?
Yeah,
I know. Hi.
I don't know, she wouldn't get it. She just lives in a different world.
Now they swim naked in the pool, obscured by the rippling water.
I really like calling on when I'm with you. Sometimes I think maybe I'm just being my true self. I like that. Maybe I should just move to L.A., huh? Maybe I should just move to L.A. and make you forget all about her.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Later, they make love in the dark bedroom. Holly lies on top of Ty, pausing for a brief moment to look into his eyes as she softly caresses his lips with her finger. Later, they lie beside each other in bed, Holly sleeping on her side, as Ty stares up at the ceiling in the dim light. He slowly sits up and slides out from under the covers, sitting on the edge of the bed as he quietly slips his pants on.
about staying over?
She turns on the bedside lights.
Hey, I should probably head out. You know, I've been gone all day and my parents are probably worried.
He glances back at her, forcing a smile. Then stands up and puts on his shirt, buttoning it up as she eyes him with a skeptical smile. He looks back at her, hesitantly opening his mouth to speak.
I don't really know what's going on with me right now, but this is really...
Special.
Yeah. Yeah, it was special. Thanks for everything, Holly.
He leans forward on the bed and kisses her. Then stands up, collects the rest of his things, and heads out as Holly sadly lays her head back onto her pillow. Back at his house, Ty lays his keys, wallet, and pocket change onto a bedroom dresser, then takes off his shirt, sits on the edge of his bed, and looks at his phone, surrounded by trophies and a guitar on its stand. His alerts and text messages appear on screen with the corresponding times. 5 missed calls from Mom. Gil, 2:17 a.m. Hey, where are you? 11:21 a.m. Where'd you go? Your mom needs to talk to you. Tiffany, 2:42 p.m. When are you coming home? Allison, 3:27 p.m. If you want to talk, you know where I am. Ty now types his reply at 11:38 p.m. Let's talk. Call you in the a.m. I'm so sorry. He lies back in bed and flops his head onto the pillow, staring up at the ceiling for a moment, then closes his eyes. In the morning, Ty stands on the sidewalk outside Allie's house, staring remorsefully at the ground as he leans back against his truck. Suddenly, he perks up, noticing Allie as she steps out from the house and slowly approaches.
Hey.
Hey. Look, let me just start by saying that...
I get why you acted the way you did at the party.
I'm sorry, but for what it's worth, that guy chased... what he talked about.
Yeah, I know, but that's his problem, okay? Listen, Tyler... If you need me to be some saintly virgin, I'm not. I was a totally different person in San Francisco. Okay, I hung out with a bunch of assholes. Mainly. I drank a lot. Got messed up. Slept around. We moved here because my parents wanted me to get sober and be a normal teenager. And honestly, so did I. And that's what we've been doing.
He holds her hands.
Why didn't you just tell me all this stuff?
I don't know. I guess I was just afraid you'd be weirded out or people would label me a slut or I don't know.
Allie, I'm not a guy that cares what people think. Okay, that's totally a lie. All right, I care what you think.
Well, I think we were good together.
So does that mean you want to get back together?
Yes.
She goes to kiss him, hesitating.
No. Before we make any more assumptions about each other, I just want you to know the real reason why I wanted us to wait.
Allie,
No, let me finish. Let me finish. Sex never meant anything to me. Okay? And things are so different with you, and I don't know, I guess I've just never been with somebody that I loved before.
He smiles beamingly.
I love you too, Allie.
They kiss as she wraps her arms around his neck, hugging him tightly. She leans back again and looks straight into his eyes.
No more secrets.
No more secrets.
They kiss and hug again as Ty stares off over her shoulder, his eyes wandering. Outside a large, modern-looking high school, the students arrive with their backpacks, chatting in groups as they stroll across the sprawling front lawn and up the front steps. Ty and Allie now stroll up hand in hand, instantly met at the entrance by the same black-haired girl who shows them something on her phone.
Oh my goodness!
Hey!
What?
The video's still going around.
It's just a dude falling down yoga
class. It was
class.
Funny. Come on.
Yo, yeah. What up, you?
What's up?
What's up? Happy first day.
They meet up with Gil in the courtyard.
Now it's kind of like I have a famous boyfriend.
Does famous boyfriend get a kiss? Like one kiss?
Hey, just one.
Just one?
One.
I think you're good.
As they kiss, Ty glances up, pulling away from Allie as he notices Holly stroll by on an upstairs walkway.
We should get to class.
Gil and the other girl frown at Ty, who forces a smile, kissing Allie again.
Let's go.
All right.
Later.
Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. New year, new class, new vistas. Everybody ready to dive in? Awesome. Let's do it. And new students as well.
Holly.
Also joining us. Great! We're going to be learning all about the cells in your saliva. So everybody pair up.
Hey.
She sits with Ty.
Hey. Let's
dive in.
Want to be partners?
What are you doing here?
Turns out the vacation is not a vacation after all. My stepmom made it permanent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I thought I'd surprise you.
Surprise.
It's working.
He smiles awkwardly, staring off.
So I saw you got back with your girlfriend. That's good.
He nods.
Did you tell her about us?
He shakes his head.
No, and I'd appreciate it if we didn't make it
a microscope?
A thing.
A slide and a Q-tip.
I can be very discreet.
Ty takes a deep breath, frowning worriedly as Holly looks over at him with a sweet, innocent smile. Later, Ty sits alone at a courtyard table, fidgeting nervously as he checks his phone. Suddenly, Allie runs up and hugs him from behind, startling him as she leans over and kisses his cheek.
Hey.
Their friends join them.
What's up?
Just hanging out. What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
Gil arrives.
Good eye, mites. This is Holly.
We met earlier in biology class, and she's the new girl. Sorry, Allison, but it was just...
Hi. I'm Allison. Lydia and my boyfriend, Tyler. Oh, Tyler and I actually go way back to first period. I saw you taking photos with that camera earlier. Sweet camera.
Oh, thanks.
It's my pride and joy. You know, some of us think that all photos should be taken with an iPhone, but others disagree because we value quality.
Yeah, that's exactly why I take Polaroids.
Oh, that's awesome. I totally get that. Do you want to hang out with us this weekend? Here, give me your number.
Yeah, actually, I have tickets to the Roxy tonight if you guys are down.
Oh, we're in. Let's go.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, why not? That's great. Tyler.
You know what? I'm pretty beat, but you guys have fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You guys can have fun. Go have fun.
Really?
What?
But yeah, I promised Melissa to try to hang out with her tonight. So.
Suit yourself.
Holly smiles at Ty, who averts his eyes.
Hey, Allie, did you want to see the new photos? We have it.
Later, Ty sits alone at the same courtyard table, typing out a text message as it appears on screen. Tyler, 1:38 p.m. Holly, meet me downstairs by the elevator after school. He looks up from his phone, staring off with distant eyes as he shakes his head fretfully. In the dark basement, Holly now waits alone, leaning back against the hallway wall.
Holly?
She says nothing, just listening to Ty's footsteps as he approaches down the adjacent hallway.
Holly?
He looks around, slowly proceeding up the hall.
Holly, you down here?
Her hand suddenly reaches out, pulling him aside by his shirt collar. She presses him against the wall, kissing him as he tries to hold her off.
You look sexy.
Hey, Holly. Look, we need to talk, okay? I brought you down here to talk.
Yeah, I'm right.
Hey, Holly. Holly, I'm serious, okay? This... We gotta stop this, all right? This... What happened over summer, it was great, but we can't do this. It was a mistake.
You said it was special.
I thought I was broken up with Allie, and I would have never have done that to her, you know? If we were together, I just...
You don't want me.
You gotta understand.
You lied to me. You used me.
Holly?
Not it.
No, no.
You're
Holly.
Asshole.
Holly, please.
You think
Holly,
it's that easy?
No.
You're gonna be fucking sorry.
Her lips tremble as she stares at Ty with crazed eyes, then marches off, leaving him alone in the hallway as he speechlessly watches her go. Ty just stands there, staring off in shock, then leans his head back against the wall. Later, the sun sets over the city, turning the sky red. In his bedroom, Ty lays on his bed on top of the covers, still in his school clothes, as he stares at a framed photo of him and Allie. He slowly sits up on the edge of his bed and grabs his phone off the nightstand, looking at the photo messages from Holly. The first shows her smiling with Allie and the black-haired girl with the caption, "Out with my bays." The next two are photos of Holly, the first showing her face with bright red puckered lips, and the next focused lower on her tank top cleavage with the caption, "Sorry I got mad earlier," along with a happy face emoji. Ty quickly puts the phone asleep and lays it back on the nightstand, covering his face with his hand. Back at school, Holly chats in the courtyard with Allie and the black-haired girl.
Thank you so much for those tickets, by the way. Those are really cool.
Seriously, I'm so glad we sold them.
Oh, right. We were
talking about
before
it.
Before they hit.
In a small venue.
Yeah.
We can be like, oh, we liked them before they were cool.
Oh, hey, I was trying to add you the other day, but I couldn't find your profile. Is it, like, hidden or something?
Yeah, I erased it a year ago. Kind of a cleanse, you know?
Allie nods thoughtfully.
Oh, that's weird.
The friends I still care about, well, they know how to reach me.
Couldn't agree more.
Next, waves roll in on a sandy cliffside beach as a text message appears on screen. Allison, 3:27 p.m. Hey, coming with the girls to your work. Later at the dockside restaurant, Ty buses tables, then joins Allie and Holly at their table.
They're really good.
Some landscape photos.
Good, right?
Yeah, that was really good.
Who's the guy?
A blurred photo.
Oh.
Holly glances at Ty.
That's a really long story.
Oh, the lighting's very good.
Later, they stroll along the beachfront.
Yeah, like detail shops and stuff that I think would look really cool.
I love
on the
Tumblr.
Site.
I get a lot of my inspiration from there. Yeah. Well, let's go find Gil. Come on.
Set it. Beach it is.
Water. Water.
At sunset, they all hang out at a lifeguard station with Gil. Holly takes photos with her Polaroid as Allie hugs Ty from behind, smiling for the camera.
You know, we have this thing. I'll be thinking about Tyler, and then I'll look at my phone like a minute later, and he texts me.
That is so dope.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Oh, the guy from the picture earlier? Come on, you gotta tell us. Tell us.
Ty eyes her warily.
Actually, we met right around here. And, you know, when I first saw him, I just knew instantly that we had this connection. Then I just died right there.
She grabs Gil, placing his hands on her hips.
And then later, and we wound up together at this club, dancing and grinding, and then I leaned in the rush of the music, and...
She kisses him as Allie and Ty look on.
What is she doing?
I don't know.
Holly glances teasingly at Ty as she keeps kissing Gil.
I'm gonna go.
No, we have to hear the rest of the story.
It's okay. He's a real asshole anyway.
She sneers at Ty, then starts kissing Gil again, who is clearly into it, closing his eyes as he kisses her back. Later in Ty's truck, they sit outside Allie's house. Holly and Gil make out in the back seat as Ty and Allie glance back at them from the front.
Holly, you ready?
Hmm? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's try to make it.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to stay?
Oh, no.
You never walk?
It's okay. We have got plans.
You have girl talk.
What? Right now? Girl talk?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. See you later.
See ya.
Okay.
She gets out with Holly as Ty looks on worriedly.
Say quickly.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Text me.
Holly suddenly turns back and leans in through the open window, face to face with Ty.
Girl talk.
She hurries off again.
I'm coming.
I like her.
Ty ignores Gil, staring off. Now inside Allie's house.
This is really cute.
Oh yeah, that's like wearing a blanket.
Yeah, it's so soft.
Oh, you could borrow it sometime if you want.
Thanks.
Holly puts the sweater on.
Oh,
then sits at the vanity mirror, looking at a necklace as Allie folds her clothes on the bed.
This is cute. Where's this from?
Oh, my mom got that for me for my 16th birthday.
Yeah.
Holly returns the necklace to its hook, then fingers through her nail polish bottles, spotting a framed photo of Allie and Ty as she picks it up.
That's a really cute photo.
That was our second date. We went to the farmer's market, and they had all those food trucks lined up. And we got a sample from each one.
God, Tyler just seems like a great guy.
Yeah. I mean, he has his moments like any of us, but generally, he's pretty great.
But how's he in bed?
We haven't actually gotten there yet.
So. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's not a big deal. No, we're just, you know, taking it slow.
Holly nods and smiles at her.
That's cool. I really respect that.
Thank you. You know how guys are anyway, once you've had sex.
Holly shakes her head cynically, turning back to the vanity as Allie looks on.
Hit my lip.
At night in Ty's truck.
Thanks for the ride.
Gil opens his door.
Yo, Gil, wait. Gil, can we talk? Like, seriously talk for a second? Cool.
Gil stays in his seat, looking over at Ty.
Lay it on me.
I slept with Holly. You remember the night when I dipped out after Melinda's party?
Yeah.
I didn't go home that night. Basically, Allie broke up with me, and then I went outside, and I ran into Holly, and things got out of hand.
Dude.
I didn't think it was serious, but just it was stupid.
How was it?
No, man. I think Holly's trying to mess with me. Why else would she be hanging out with Allison? She's gonna tell her about it, I know it.
Yeah, because she's kissing me to mess with you. She's hanging out with Allison and Lydia and taking us all to the Roxy to mess with you.
That's not what's happening right now. You gotta listen to me, man.
He looks at Gil desperately, then stares out the windshield, shaking his head.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but something's wrong.
Everyone's weird, man. That's your guilt talking.
I'm gonna tell Allie about it.
You just fix things with Allie. You can't tell Allie. Why would you give that up?
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna head out, man.
Thanks for the ride, bro. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Door sucks. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
At her house, Allie sits on her bed with Holly, looking at her phone as her text messages appear on screen. Tyler, 12 a.m. Babe, I need to see you. Can I come over? Wait, is Holly still there?
Tyler won't stop texting me.
I think it's sweet.
No, I think he's just trying to be a good boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. A blonde woman.
It's a little late, isn't it?
Hi, Mom, this is Holly.
Hi, Miss Hewitt. Thanks so much for having me over. Really appreciate it.
Hi.
What's up?
Just making sure you don't need anything.
We're good.
So, you're okay?
Yeah.
Her mom smiles, eyeing them suspiciously as she steps back out.
She seems upset.
No, she just worries. I used to be kind of a mess.
Holly smiles sympathetically.
Yeah, I get that.
Thanks.
At his house, Ty sits on the edge of his bed, reading his text messages as they appear on screen. Allison, 12:05 a.m. We're okay, babe. Holly's staying the night. Talk tomorrow. He puts his phone to sleep and places it on the nightstand, rubbing his hands over his face as he stares off. In the morning, the rising sun streams through the clouds above the mountain valley. In her bedroom, Allie sleeps soundly on her pillow, nose to nose with Holly, who stares across at her sternly. Moments later, Holly quietly crawls out of bed and sits at the vanity, glancing around the bedroom with a sinister smile as she grabs two rings from the jewelry box and slides them one by one onto her finger. Back at his place, Ty groggily sits up in bed and rubs his tired eyes as the morning light shines through the blinds. He suddenly notices something in his periphery and slowly turns his head to look, spotting Holly, who leans back against his truck at the curb as she stares in at him through the window. Moments later, Ty marches out the front door to confront her.
What the hell are you doing here? How do you know where I live?
Don't you want to invite me inside?
I'd love to say hi to your sister.
Did you steal Allie's sweater?
No. She said she had no problem with me, you know, sharing things of hers. She knows.
What?
I told her everything. It's okay though, Ty. She really likes this dance.
Why would you do that, Holly? Why would you tell her?
Come on. Cuteness. I was kidding.
Was she lying? Holly, did you tell her or not?
Come on, Ty. Do you really think I would do that? It's our little secret.
You're insane.
Ouch.
What else have you lied about?
So you're the only one who gets to lie?
This is crazy.
This isn't crazy. Give it time.
Holly smiles sweetly at him as she turns and strolls away down the sidewalk. Later at the beach, Ty emerges from the water in his wetsuit, carrying a surfboard under his arm, then sits alone on the sand, combing his hand through his wet hair as he stares off thoughtfully. Later at school, he takes a drink from the water fountain, overhearing a conversation between a man and woman in the nearby hallway.
Thank you for coming in, Mrs. Viola. And, I wouldn't worry just yet. Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on her behavior here at school. We'll keep an eye on her at home.
Okay, thank you so much.
Later in the courtyard, the same woman heads out as Ty hurries after her.
Hey, Miss Viola. Sorry, I'm Tyler. I'm a friend of your stepdaughter's.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't want to interrupt you or anything. I just thought I'd introduce myself and welcome you to the neighborhood.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
How's she doing, by the way? The last couple days, she seemed kind of down. I know it's hard moving to a new neighborhood, new place, new school. It's not exactly Oakland, is it?
Oakland? We're from San Diego.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
But I have been traveling a lot for work lately, so she's been on her own. We lost her father recently. I don't know if she told you that. Hasn't been easy.
Yeah, I was sorry to hear it.
But she's a good girl. I believe that. She just gets... what's the word?
Obsessed?
Lonely.
She nods, sharing a smile with him.
But I gotta go.
She turns away, then looks back at him.
Do me a favor. Don't tell her that we spoke. She wouldn't like that.
She looks at him pleadingly, then turns and heads off through the courtyard as Ty watches her go. Elsewhere, Allie strolls through the hallways with her black-haired friend.
She's cool. We stayed up all night talking, and she's actually kind of nice. It was a little weird, though. I woke up Sunday, and she was just gone. Like, no goodbye or anything.
That's what I'm saying. I have this feeling about
her. You're sounding like my mom.
I'm serious. I looked her up online. Nada. She's like a ghost person.
Oh, so now you're stalking her?
It's not stalking. Everybody Google searches.
Okay, listen. I know she's a little off, but it's hard to be new here, okay? Just give her a chance.
I don't buy it. There's something else going on here, and I'm gonna find out what it is.
They unknowingly walk right past Holly, who stands at her locker, overhearing them. Later, Allie and her friends sit at a courtyard table as Holly approaches in the distance. She carries three takeout cups, handing them out as they all sip from the straws.
Be nice.
Hey.
Thank you.
Got your usuals.
And here.
Thanks. What happened to you this weekend?
You know what? I woke up with the stomach flu on Sunday. And there's nothing worse than being sick at someone else's house. So.
There's nothing worse than a stomach bug, I swear.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Are you feeling better? I feel like I've been feeling kind of weird the past few days.
You know what really helped me with that when I feel nauseous? Ginger tea. They can be anything over a stomach.
A little lemon.
The friend suddenly convulses, bleeding from her nose.
Holy shit. Is she choking?
She's having an allergy attack. Someone get help!
She falls back, convulsing on the floor.
Someone call for help!
Allie hurries over and kneels beside her, rolling her onto her side. Back at the table, Holly just sits there, watching with a sinister smile as the other students gather around, including Ty. Suddenly, the screen goes black. Now the paramedics arrive, moving in slow motion as they put an oxygen mask on her. At the table, liquid pours from the crushed takeout cup, dripping over the edge like blood as Ty looks on with Allie, holding her tight. As the crowd disperses, Allie hurries off to be with her friend as Ty stays behind, clearly still in shock. At the table, Holly casually sips from her straw. All of a sudden, Ty now stands alone in the empty courtyard, still noticeably distraught as he slumps down at the table. He looks around desperately, combing his fingers through his hair. At night, Ty now sits in the dark on the edge of his bed as he turns on his phone, tapping out a message as his text bubble appears on screen. Tyler, 11:39 p.m. I think Holly did something to Lydia's drink. He quickly deletes what he wrote without sending it and turns off his phone, staring off in thought. Then turns on his phone again, typing another message. Gil, I think she's dangerous. He deletes this message too, turning off his phone again. He puts it down and stares off again, suddenly startled by a sound at the doorway. He looks over to find the doorway bead swaying, as if jostled by something. He slowly gets up and creeps closer, parting the beads with his hands as he pokes his head through. Smiles in relief and turns back around as Holly appears with a knife. She stabs him in the chest as he suddenly awakes from the nightmare, clutching his heart and struggling to catch his breath in bed. Back at school, Allie stands at her open locker, putting away her books with her back to the hallway as Ty slowly approaches from behind. As he gets closer, he suddenly stops, staring at her hesitantly. Then nods to himself and takes a deep breath, walking right up to her.
Hey, we need to talk.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. I didn't get any sleep last night. Lydia, her doctor said there was something in that smoothie. She started coughing up blood again last night.
What?
Yeah, it was horrible. There was so much blood and...
Oh my God. Hey, babe, come here.
They hug, holding each other tightly.
I'm so lucky I have you.
Ty stares off over her shoulder with a troubled frown. At her house, Holly returns home, dropping her bag on the floor and slipping out of her shoes. She now saunters barefoot down the long hallway and into the kitchen where her stepmom cooks at the stove.
Corinne, what an unpleasant surprise. I thought you were in New York.
She leans against the counter as Corinne turns to her, offering her some pancakes on a plate.
Try to remember. I'm on your side here.
It's a little hard to remember that when Dad left you everything.
You know what's mine is yours, right?
Right.
Providing you put in a little effort. I know you've been missing your therapy appointments.
I missed one.
Two. Dr. Gregory called me yesterday. You were supposed to see him, and your guidance counselor is concerned, too. Are you at least taking your medication?
I told you I don't like the medication they put me on. It numbs me emotionally.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Holly's eyes narrow as she glances at Corinne, slowly approaching her until they are face to face.
I'm a very loving person, Corinne.
I never said that.
And if I...
She slides a knife out from the knife block.
Can't feel love. Well, you see, I'd rather just...
She shrugs as she stares down at the knife in her hand.
Die.
She looks back up at Corinne, smiling.
You always forget the silverware.
She strolls back to the counter, happily cutting and forking up her pancake, as Corinne looks on with a fearful frown.
Can you please pass me the syrup?
She eats off her fork, smiling as she chews. Outside, the sun sets over the mountains. Back inside, Holly sits cross-legged on the floor, sitting at a mini shrine as she lights the last candle, then delicately brushes her finger over one of the many photographs of Tyler.
You're so special, Tyler.
She reaches up, rubbing her finger over some scribbled words on the wall. Two of the words clearly read, "My girlfriend." Later, she swims naked in the faintly lit pool, obscured by the rippling water as she dips below the surface and out of sight. At school, Ty sits alone in the science lab, lost in thought as he stares blankly at his hands. Then over at Holly's empty seat beside him. Later, he sits in the courtyard as Gil talks to him, pacing back and forth.
Everything was going fine with Holly. We were hitting it off. I haven't talked to her in days.
Do you think she's avoiding me?
She's got a past that we don't know about, so just, I don't know, don't put yourself too far into it.
Okay. She could have broken her phone.
Dude, whatever, who cares? You know, I'm sure she's fine.
Gil sees Holly talking with Allie.
Oh, dude, there she is. Dang, she looks upset.
Ty spots them, chatting on the upstairs walkway as they part ways. Moments later, Ty meets up with Allie on the same walkway.
What's going on?
She glances off, hesitating before telling him.
Holly's pregnant.
He smiles, shaking his head in disbelief.
Yeah, it's crazy, but she says she took like 4 tests, so...
I don't know, I guess the guy is a total asshole and he actually hit her.
I told Holly I'd hang out with her. She's gonna need someone right now.
He nods, clearly stunned. At Holly's house, a bird's eye view shows Allie in the swimming pool, floating on an air mattress as she sunbathes in a black bikini. Holly now swims by, diving under the water. In slow motion, she resurfaces at the opposite edge of the pool, staring off with calculating eyes. Later, Holly sits at the edge of the pool, kicking her feet in the water as Allie looks on from a nearby lounge chair. Holly glances down at her phone as a text bubble appears on screen. Tyler, 4:29 p.m. We should talk.
Is that the guy?
Holly shakes her head.
Lish. Hasn't been in touch.
Are you serious? He really needs to be there for you.
I know.
What would you do if it was Tyler's baby?
I mean, like... What would you do if it was you and it was Tyler's baby? Wouldn't you keep it?
I don't know. It's a big question.
Yeah, but you guys are so perfect together. You're gonna be one of those high school couples that gets married after college and they have kids and it's so cute.
Allie smiles fondly, staring off in thought.
I'm sure his parents must love the thought of you as a daughter-in-law.
Actually, I haven't met them yet.
Really? Why not?
They work all the time. It's really just him and his sister. He's very private, so I try not to push.
So odd. You know that's, like, a little weird.
I know, but it's fine. It's fine.
Your call.
Holly shrugs, looking away again as Allie leans back in her chair with a frown. At his house, Ty rests on his bed above the covers, still in his school clothes, as he stares thoughtfully at the ceiling. He suddenly frowns and lifts his head up, sitting at the edge of his bed as he listens to the sounds in the other room. He wanders out into the hallway and listens closely as he slowly makes his way through the house, finding Holly chatting with his little sister at the kitchen table.
So what grade are you in?
I'm in third.
Third grade? Ooh, that must be a nice place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you get...
Tyler!
Holly turns to meet his gaze.
Hey, Ty.
She smiles sweetly as he glares back at her, sitting across from them at the table.
I love your nail polish.
Thank you. It's Midnight Fuchsia.
I'll get you a bottle sometime.
Midnight Fuchsia.
Mm-hmm.
You're so pretty.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you a secret. I always wanted a little sister. So maybe you and I can just hang out as girls.
Hey, why don't I walk you out?
No, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Sorry, Tiff. She's gotta go.
It's okay. I'll be back soon. I promise. Give me a hug.
Outside, he angrily leads her across the street.
You know, your sister seems real sweet. I don't know why you never introduced your girlfriend to her.
You're not my girlfriend.
No, you're right. I'm not your girlfriend at all. I'm just some whore you knocked up and then left and tried to ignore.
Honestly, Holly, what do you want from me? Okay, I'm 17. Look at where I live. You think I can support you and a kid? I'm trying to be a good guy, but we gotta come up with some kind of plan because this isn't working.
No, you don't need to support me, baby. What don't you understand? As long as we're together, it's perfect. I know how much you love me, and I know you just can't see it because of that bitch.
No, Holly. You were a mistake.
He stares straight into her eyes, then turns to head back, elbowing her away as she reaches out to hug him from behind.
I know you love me!
He stares down in shock at Holly, who now lies crumpled on the sidewalk. She slowly sits up and peers up at him, her lip bloodied.
Just stay away from me. I mean it, Holly.
He quickly retreats to the house, repeatedly glancing back at Holly, who just glares at him as she sits on the sidewalk, licking the blood from her lip. At night, outside Allie's dimly lit house, the water quietly ripples in her backyard pool as the sound of a knocking door echoes out from inside. Their voices now echo out from inside. Their shadows proceed up the dark hallway to Allie's bedroom as the light turns on. Now inside her bedroom, Allie leads Holly to the bed, kneeling in front of her.
I really didn't know
what
to call.
No, it's okay. Just sit. What's going on, Holly?
We have a lot to talk about. Oh.
I haven't been completely honest with you.
Okay. That guy, we have been in contact, and I went over to his house, and we had a fight, and he pushed me to the ground.
Oh my God.
Her scraped hands.
And I just.
We need to tell someone.
No.
It's more complicated.
You know what? I really just need to calm down for a moment.
Okay. That's okay.
Just this guy from summer. I really just need to tell you the truth.
Seen from the backyard again, Holly sits on the bed, talking to Allie, who kneels in front of her as the screen goes black. In a hospital room, Ty sits in a bedside chair, staring off in thought as Lydia awakens in the bed.
Hey.
Hey. I got you some flowers. I hope you're not allergic to those.
No. Thank God.
How's the hospital? Hot nurses?
Ugh, the sponge baths are great.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's up with you?
He lowers his eyes, then looks back up at Lydia, hesitatingly.
Did Holly know about your allergy?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Does any part of you think that this wasn't an accident?
She lowers her eyes ponderously, then sits up in the bed.
Allie and I get the same smoothies every single day. The one time Holly gets them for us, I have an allergy attack.
I gotta tell you something about Holly. Me and Holly, we...
He averts his eyes shamefully.
Jesus, Ty. This all makes a little bit more sense now. You've got to
tell... I'm gonna tell Holly. I'm gonna tell her. All right, this is my mess. I'm gonna fix this.
Lydia reaches out to him sympathetically as he takes her hand in his.
Be careful.
He gets up and kisses her forehead. Then turns and heads out. At night in his dark room, Ty sits on his bed, making a phone call.
Hi, you reached Allie. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
He hangs up and starts tapping out a message as the text bubble appears on screen. Tyler, 12:57 a.m. Allie, meet me at the beach in the a.m. It's important. Now, an aerial view of the ocean as the waves roll onto the beach. Down below, Ty sits alone on the sand, staring out at the water. As Allie slowly walks up, he gets to his feet and nervously stuffs his hands into his hoodie pockets, standing side by side with her as they stare out at the horizon.
Allie, I gotta tell you something.
She lowers her eyes sadly, shaking her head.
I slept with Holly.
She looks at him.
I know. She showed me pictures.
He looks at her in shock.
Yeah. Pictures of you sleeping. Pictures of you guys up in some big house together. Pictures of her with your family. You let me be friends with her this whole time. Do you even know how that makes me feel?
No, Allie, that's not how it was, okay? We were broken up.
Okay, well, right? She told me that you were going to break up with me.
You know that's not true.
I don't know that's not true because you lied, Tyler. You looked me in the eyes and you said no more secrets. Please just don't ever talk to me again.
She scowls at him, fighting back her tears as she turns and heads off. Ty sadly watches her go, then stares out at the water again, standing alone on the empty beach with his hands in his pockets. At dusk, he drives his truck, speeding along the coastal highway. Later, he pulls up to the curb outside his house and gets out, slamming the door shut. He marches up the walkway towards the front door. He stops and digs his phone out of his pocket, reading the text messages as they appear on screen. Holly, 5:52 p.m. Don't be mad, baby. Now we can be together. He types the word never and sends it off, continuing inside. At her house, Holly sits on the porch wall reading from her phone, then staring off angrily. Now inside, Ty sits on the edge of his bed in the dark, staring off in thought. Meanwhile, back at her place, Holly types on her phone again as her messages appear in a series of text bubbles. I need to talk to you, Tyler. Call me. I'm serious. You better respond to me. Do not ignore me. Back in his room, Ty stands up, apparently refusing to look at his phone as he paces back and forth. Now at school, Ty shuffles into the science lab with the rest of his classmates, slumping into a seat as Holly enters after him. She playfully taps his shoulder as she walks past, then settles into the seat next to him.
You're gonna wish you texted me back last night.
At the doorway, a woman enters, flanked by a security guard.
Tyler Henson? Come with me.
Ty turns to look, frowning back at Holly, who just smirks.
And bring your things.
Ty turns to retrieve his bag, glaring at Holly as she smiles back at him unflinchingly, then follows the woman out into the hall, joining the security guard who closes the classroom door behind them.
What's going on?
I'm gonna have to ask you to clear out your locker and leave the school immediately.
He smiles.
What, am I in trouble?
Tyler, you're being suspended indefinitely. One of our students has accused you of assault. A police report has been filed.
He chuckles.
Elizabeth Viola claims you assaulted her. I can assure you this is no laughing matter.
Who?
Elizabeth Holly Viola. I know this doesn't sound like you, but I have to take these things seriously.
Unbelievable.
Back at his house, Ty hurries down the hall into his bedroom and retrieves his laptop, sitting on the floor at the foot of his bed as he quickly types on the keyboard. He types her name into the Google search bar, doing an image search. Various thumbnail photos appear of Holly, looking noticeably different in each. He now clicks on the All tab, reading the search results. Teen girl assaults classmate. Investigation ongoing. Heiress attack believed to be over a dispute about classmate's boyfriend. Elizabeth Viola released from institution. Local private schools enhanced security. Suddenly, a chat message pops up on the laptop screen with the words, "Having fun yet?" He quickly types his reply, "I know who you are, Elizabeth," with her name all in caps, then adds a link to one of the search result news stories, sending it off. He now stares at the blinking ellipses on the chat screen, waiting anxiously for her reply. "Cool. Do you know what I'm going to do next?" He reads it, then slowly closes the laptop, staring off in thought. At night, Allie talks with her parents in their dimly lit house, only their shadows visible through the back windows. As her parents head out, Allie makes her way back up the hall to her bedroom, seen through the open sliding door as she slips a nightgown over her nightie. Hearing something, she slowly creeps through the open doorway and pokes her head, looking around in the backyard. Then steps back inside and slides the door shut. In the kitchen, a steam kettle whistles on the stove. She grabs it, turns off the gas range, and pours a cup of tea, settling onto the living room couch as her phone lights up with messages. The text bubbles appear on screen as she reads them. "Tyler, 10:06 p.m. Stop ignoring my calls. Holly isn't who she says she is. I think she's dangerous." Now a call comes in from Holly as Allie answers it.
"Hello?
I know you probably don't want to hear from me.
Holly, I'm not sure I can do this. I don't even know where to start.
I know. It kills me that he let this happen. Are you okay, babe?"
"No. No, not really.
I know how much it hurts when you lose something so special."
"Yeah.
Allie's eyes suddenly open wide in shock, lowering the phone from her ear as a shadow zips past in the nearby hallway. Allie hurries over to the sliding door in the living room, checking the lock as she stares out at the lighted pool in the backyard. She now heads back down the hallway and into the kitchen, horrified to find the stove on, flames burning from every range. She quickly turns them off. Hearing the sound, she looks up in horror, then slowly wanders through the dark, heading back towards the living room. As she creeps down the hall, she steps over a broken vase on the floor, continuing on towards the living room. A hand reaches out from the shadows, covering Allie's mouth as the screen instantly goes black. At his house, Ty paces nervously in his room, quickly picking up his phone as a text photo appears from Holly. It shows Allie lying unconscious on the floor, surrounded by photos as the timer counts down to zero. Ty hurries out, talking on his phone as he gets into his truck.
Gil, listen, man, I know you think I'm paranoid, but I really need your help, okay? I'm headed to 323 Waverly right now. I think Holly did something to Allison, so just call me after you get this, okay?
He drives off, speeding away from the curb. At Holly's house, Allie sits in a chair, her wrists bound to the armrests, as she watches Holly tie a noose on a rope.
Holly, what are you doing?
Holly turns and smiles down at Allie, wearing Allie's sweater with black panties.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm using you. I mean, that is what you people do, right? Use each other to get what you want?
Did, so why didn't you just listen to him? I mean, you believed everything I said. Even the babe. What does that say about you?
I thought we were friends. Listen, Holly, if you let me go, I won't tell anyone. Okay? We could just forget it ever happened. It's not too late.
And it was too late the moment I met him.
Then ask him. If that's what love is.
It's not manipulation. Even if it means you have to let him go. You need to let him go. I don't need to ask him who he loves, Allie, because I know he loves me.
Allie stares up at Holly with a smile, shaking her head. Holly slaps her hard. Holly shakes her sore hand as Allie lifts her head back up.
Oh, looks like a little boyfriend arrived earlier than expected.
She walks over to the window, peering through the curtains as Allie squirms in her chair.
Looks like you're gonna have to see something you don't want to see.
Holly saunters back from the window and picks up a roll of duct tape, tearing off a piece as Allie looks on.
No.
No.
She places it over Allie's mouth, carefully taping her lips shut, then struts out, making a shushing gesture. In her chair, Allie squirms, helplessly trying to free her bound wrists. She gives up, relaxing her hands, then looks up in a panic as she hears the door. At the end of a long, dark hallway, Corinne steps inside, only her high-heeled silhouette visible as she rummages inside her purse. She looks up, hearing the muffled screams. She hurries up the hallway, finding Allie in the chair.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Corinne scurries over, trying to free her wrists as Allie's eyes open wide, staring beyond her. Corinne rips off the tape. Holly steps up, putting a bag over Corinne's head to suffocate her. In his truck, Ty speeds along the mountain road. Back at her house, Holly sits at her candlelit shrine, staring at a photo of Tyler with Allie's face cut out. She kisses Tyler's photographed face, then loads a round of bullets into a shiny steel revolver, holding her finger over the trigger. Back outside, Ty pulls into the driveway, leaving his truck's engine running as he quickly gets out and hurries up the steps. He opens the door and steps into the dark hallway, following the sound of the music as he slowly makes his way towards the living room. Holly sits on the shag rug in front of the burning fireplace, surrounded by her photographs.
You found me. Sit.
Holly, what are you doing?
You're gonna have to sit.
He kneels on one knee, staring straight into her eyes.
Where is Allison?
No.
She smiles playfully.
Now you say, where am I?
Where am I, Holly?
See, that wasn't so difficult. It's pretty crazy, right? I've been house-sitting all summer, and sometimes I still can't find my way around.
Can't believe anybody actually lives here.
Me either. You see, I've been playing this weekend over and over in my head, and now we get to relive it again.
What did you do to her?
She licks her lips, casually glancing down at her photos.
I think it's better just the two of us. Just like that weekend away. You, me, and Ben together. Nobody else mattered in the whole world. You can't look at these photos and tell me that they mean nothing to you.
He slaps them away.
Wow, I love when we play hard together.
Where is Allison?
She smiles at him, glancing down at her photos again as he gets up and searches the house.
Allison! Allie!
He marches down the dark hallway and enters one of the rooms, finding Allie's nightgown on the floor. He hurries off again, madly searching the house again.
Allie! Allie!
He enters another room, finding Holly's shrine as he stares down at it in horror, then hurries back out. He marches back down the hall, pausing for a moment to collect himself, then slowly proceeds towards the dining room where Holly now leans back against the table, waiting for him.
Holly, I'm listening to you. Okay, but I need you to tell me what you want.
I want us to be together. You, me, as long as we're together. I don't care.
His face tenses up, failing to notice the dripping blood at Holly's feet.
So what do you think?
Where is she? Where's Allison? Holly, where is she?
He shakes her, feeling a drop of blood, then looks up to find Allie hanging limply from the ceiling, the rope cinched around her waist as blood drips from her head wound.
Allie.
He quickly unties the rope and eases her onto the floor, kneeling at her side as Holly looks on in a daze.
Allie, Allie, baby, please, you gotta wake up. Oh, Allie, hey, it's me. Allie, please wake up, Allie, come on.
Allie slowly opens her eyes.
Oh, thank God.
Behind them, Holly sneaks off, disappearing from sight. Ty looks around for her, then runs into the living room, grabbing a fireplace poker before hurrying back to Allie and helping her up.
Sorry, babe. Come on.
He puts his arm around her, helping her down the hall to the door.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
It's all right, it's all right.
He tries to open it, but it's jammed shut.
Come on, let's go.
He puts his arm around Allie again, helping her along as they stumble farther down the hall and into the kitchen. They slowly creep around the corner, finding Corinne crumpled against the counter. Ty gestures for Allie to stay back as he checks on her lifeless body. They just stare down at her in a frightened daze. Elsewhere, Holly strolls around in the dark, holding the revolver at her side.
Tyler, I got something for you.
In another hallway, Ty leads Allie through one of the doors. They open another door, stepping outside as Ty helps Allie down the back staircase to the pool.
We're gonna go. We're gonna get out of here. Come on, just a bit further.
Holly steps up from behind, aiming her gun as Ty tries to fend her off with a poker.
Sweetness, why don't you drop that for me? Drop it.
He reluctantly lets go, letting it drop on the ground.
Okay.
Holly relaxes her arm, resting the gun on her shoulder as she eyes the two of them.
Now what?
Holly, please, just listen to me, okay? I'm sorry for everything. That night that we shared together was amazing, and that's something that nobody can take away from us.
We work, you and me, together.
You're right.
We're perfect together.
Now put down the gun, Holly.
Please.
She wags the gun around, kissing the barrel.
Put down.
She aims it at them again.
Liar.
Please, don't do anything you're gonna regret.
Now see, I was even gonna let you live. Crazy, right? Because it was just so obvious that Tyler loves me more than he loves you. But then, you just kept getting in the way.
This is my fault, Holly. Don't take it out on Allie. I pushed you to this. This is because of me. I can't keep lying, all right? You want me to love you, but I love Allison, and that's the truth.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which one of you is gonna go?
The gun wavers in her quivering hand.
Wait, Holly!
Holly!
Gil shouts from the stairwell.
Holly, get down!
Holly turns to look, then quickly turns back, firing her gun as the screen goes black.
It's crazy how one person can change your life.
Flashback. Outside the party.
That's the thing about love. At first, everything about it seems to make sense.
They drive off in her sports car.
The deeper you get, the more you realize you don't know anything at all.
Back in the present, Ty lies motionless on the grass, a gunshot in his shoulder as Allie kneels over him.
Love teaches you. Love changes you.
Holly turns and fires at Gil, who ducks away.
Love makes you do things you never thought you could do.
Allie picks up the poker.
It can bring out the best in us.
She stabs Holly with it.
Or the worst.
Holly staggers warily.
Love can destroy you.
She looks over at Allie in a daze, falling back into the pool as Allie and Gil check on Ty.
I was lucky to survive this. To make it back to reality. Some people never escape. They just can't let go of their fantasies.
Holly?
A paramedic.
Holly, can you hear me? Look, you're going to be okay. All right?
Don't.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I got you.
She lies on the stretcher, staring into his eyes.
Promise.
The screen goes black. Now a backyard birthday party.
But I learned my lesson.
Ty wears a sling, watching his sister blow out her candles.
I realized I'd been looking for a fantasy.
Allie sits in his lap as Lydia takes photos.
But all along, the truth was right in front of me.
He taps fists with his sister, winking proudly at her. Magic, credits, You Get Me, directed by Brent Bonaccorso, written by Ben Epstein. Executive producers, Brett Boutier, Robin Marshall, Ben Epstein, Mark Beanstalk, Bella Thorne, and Thor Bradwell. Produced by Brian Robbins, Matt Kaplan, and Nikki Cortez. Co-producers, Max Siemers and Jessica Held. Line producer, Jimmy Sprague. Starring Bella Thorne, Halston Sage, Taylor John Smith, Anna Akana, Catherine Morris, Bridget Brana, with Kimberly Williams-Paisley and Nash Greer. Director of Photography, Magdalena Gorka, PSC. Edited by Michelle Harrison, Mitchell Aller, and Joel Landauer. Production designer, Melanie Pazis-Jones. Costume designer, Maya Lieberman. Music by Robert Miller. Casting by Nancy Nayer, CSA. We are stranger than earth, where the seasons misled, stronger than the roots. When our parts parted, she bled and bled and bled. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, 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 I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, 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 I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, 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 I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, 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 I wasn't.
take what we might lose, but in a week might our weakness elude.
Trademark and copyright 2016 by Awesomeness LLC. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.